Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Splash Damage Brothers podcast. Wherever you are, thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Nathan, your host for this episode. I am doing a solo episode right now. What? Yes, a solo episode, which means you'll probably want to turn it off immediately. But I hope you don't, because I'm about to talk about one of my favorite things ever, Samurai Jack. This episode is my review of Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. Before that, I do want to tell you about our Twitter, at Splash Damage Bro, and always, ratings and reviews are very, very helpful for us here at SDB. So if you can, on Spotify, with Apple, or even through Podchaser, if you can leave a rating and review, that helps us out immensely. So let's dive right in to Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. Before I jump into the game, one more little thing. I want to quickly catch everyone up on who Samurai Jack is, in case you did not grow up with the cartoon, the kind of story of this cartoon and what the fan base has been through. It's kind of interesting that led us to this point where we're getting a video game. Samurai Jack was a cartoon on Cartoon Network, part of Adult Swim. It was very popular and went on for four seasons there in the early 2000s. And then it kind of ended, I would say, unceremoniously. It ended in a way that, I don't want to be overly spoiler, but I'll say it ended in a way that was just not satisfying for fans. There was not really a closure to the story. We just stopped getting episodes, and it was kind of a bummer. When that happened, we got this huge rumor mill going, hashtag internet, you know how they are. And we heard at different points, I remember personally, I heard that the show's canceled, it's gone. Then I heard the show's not canceled, it's going to come back, but they're taking a break from it. Then I heard after that, it's going to be a movie. So there's going to be a movie that concludes the Samurai Jack story. At one point, J.J. Abrams was actually attached as a producer for the Samurai Jack movie. That never happened. And then people just kind of thought it was gone and we were done. We weren't going to get anything else. And then 12 years later, after it ended, we got a final season of Samurai Jack. The fan base was insanely happy. But doing my own digging and conversations with people who were somewhat close to those events, basically, at the end of the day, what happened was, the team at Samurai Jack, basically, they had an opportunity to go work on Star Wars, the Clone Wars micro series. And that ended up launching this huge, massive Clone Wars show that we all know and love today. And that is how they ended up kind of setting Samurai Jack to the side. And obviously the movie didn't happen. There was an idea. Sony wanted to make a film that was going to be computer animated. And that was a no-go for the Samurai Jack team. So that's why the movie didn't happen. And then eventually many of these team members, ended up circling back to finish this show out. The fact that we got a last season of Samurai Jack, it's kind of one of the modern miracles of animation. It's not something that I think a lot of people had given up on it. So the fact that we got it is really, really great. And for my own personal opinion, look, if you're in the creative space at all in any way, and you get an opportunity to make Star Wars content, you take that opportunity. You just take it. And so a bummer that we lost out on Samurai Jack for a little over a decade. But at the same time, I do understand what was going on. If this team did not work on Clone Wars, that project would have been given to someone else. It's a hard opportunity to pass up. So at the end of the day, we did get our last season. and it's great and it's exciting. And I was never honestly expecting to have a video game, but now we have one, Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. So let's dive into Samurai Jack Battle Through Time. I will tell you a little bit about the game, the parts of it that worked, and kind of give you my opinion. For this review, I played on PS4. The game size is right around 4 gigs, and the PlayStation version has 41 trophies. Multiple playthroughs are required to get the platinum or to get the full achievements. The game is available now and just came out Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Nintendo Switch, everywhere. It looks like it should be right around $39.99. And there you go. That's the laying the groundwork for Samurai Jack. So, Samurai Jack, it's very fun. I'll say that. And I'm also going to say something else. There's a lot more to this game than I thought there was going to be. My expectations were at a place where, man, I just thought I was going to get this game where I was Samurai Jack running around with a sword, slashing stuff, fighting a bunch of enemies, and just have a good time and end. I was not expecting, here's a list of the things that I was not expecting. I was not expecting a huge skill tree that takes a lot of great fun work to develop. Was not expecting multiple weapons. Was not expecting multiple playthroughs kind of as a requirement to build out your character. I was not expecting a weapon repair mechanic, which, I mean, I don't know where you are with weapon repair mechanics. A lot of times for me, they're super annoying. The one here in Samurai Jack is not bad at all. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But let me just say, there's a lot to unpack, a lot more than I thought that I was getting. Very pleasantly surprised at the amount of content in this game. Right at the top, I'll talk about the animation style. If you're familiar with Samurai Jack, you've got this very exciting but very flat 2D animation that makes the show what it is. It's really one of the key ingredients for why Samurai Jack is Samurai Jack. I would say the medium of the 2D animation is an important part of Samurai Jack. So to play this game in a 3D medium, I was worried I would be thrown off. I was worried it wouldn't feel like Samurai Jack. But I can confirm I felt immersed in the Samurai Jack world very quickly. The 3D animation, not a big deal for me, not a big hurdle to get over. And the upside with the 3D animation is we get these beautiful environments that are fun to explore, which really, really, really worked well for me. So it's spread out across several levels. You go through the levels, and if you're familiar with Samurai Jack, you know that the different settings of this story are very, very varied. So every level you play is going to look wildly different from the level you played previously. Again, I think that's a strong point. I like that a lot. You'll be in a forest, then you'll be in Aku City, which, if you're familiar with the show, very futuristic looking, tall towers, a lot of neon, a very cyberpunk vibe. But then you'll be in a traditional kind of Japanese samurai setting. And it all fits in with the story. But another big plus for me with kind of just the varied places that we get in this world, really, really liked it a lot. Back to weapons. The weapon variety in this game is huge. You have everything from your classic Samurai Jack katana. You have machine guns. You have a bunch of different throwable weapons. You have bombs. You have like a bamboo stick you can fight with. And then you can get rid of all of it and fight with Samurai Jack's fists as well. Combat in this game, you should expect your kind of typical hack and slash experience. There are small moments of precision combat. There is a perfect parry, kind of like a counterattack move, similar to think of like a Dark Souls kind of genre. But most of the time, your fights are going to be with very large hordes of enemies where you're going to experiment with different combos that move Jack around the field of battle as he is facing you know, 10, 20 different enemies at once. The precision combat of this game, it does come into play more in the boss battles. So you get your boss battles, and that's where you're going to be working on your dodge timing. You're going to be working on your parries. You might be working on different strategies that you haven't used before to fight a boss. So they found this really good middle ground mix between your kind of arcade hack and slash feel and then your precision combat feel. It worked out very well for me. I loved experimenting with the different weapons. The weapons are upgradable, and some of them have beautifully rendered combos with them once you get them fully upgraded. Weapons were a great part of what made me enjoy this game. The levels, each level does end with a scorecard, so get ready for that. Your typical video game scorecard where you're going to see the time that you spent in the level. Did you get KO'd? How many enemies did you kill? How many helpful items did you use? It compiles it all. And in typical video game fashion, S is the highest and best score. I don't know where that started, the S thing, but I'm here for it. I love it. And playing through on that basic difficulty, I was able to get an S or an A on most of the levels that I did. And then in later difficulties, that didn't happen. And that just didn't happen because my hands are just dumb sometimes. My hands are just, they can just be real dumb. Anyway, speaking of the levels, this is not a game where you are intended to play through, watch the credits, have a good time, put your controller down, walk away, make a sandwich, take a nap. This is a game where after the sandwich and after the nap, you come back, you turn it on, you go to your next difficulty, and you work from there. There is really no way to build out the full skill tree of Samurai Jack in one playthrough. So this is one of those games where you are going to, if you want to call it a new game plus, or just run through levels again, that is going to be a big part of your experience with Samurai Jack. Whether or not you think that's a pro or a minus, I'll leave that up to you. That part's kind of an opinion thing. After you do complete the game, you'll get a level select, and you'll get to go back into levels, and you'll get to play them again. And if you want to play them at higher difficulties, you'll get an opportunity to build out Jack's skill tree even further. I mentioned the scorecards. One more interesting thing about the game, I'll say, there is no minimap. Similar to our other big samurai game, Ghost of Tsushima, that has been out, you're going to use, on the PS4 anyway, you're going to use that touchpad to find out where Jack should go in his environment. It works a little different than Ghost of Tsushima. It's not a wind, but you'll use that touchpad to pivot the camera into a position that'll show you where you need to move Jack. You'll navigate through the levels that way. There is a lot of exploration in this game. There are hidden collectibles, there are extras, there are goodies, there are bonuses, all kinds of stuff. So if you do have a chance at any point in the game, highly recommend pivoting that camera around every direction you can. Definitely look up, look sideways, look back the direction you came, look around corners, every nook and cranny you can explore, you'll be rewarded for. And some of the rewards are great. So have fun exploring. You do need to upgrade your traversal a little bit. So think of, you know, I found a treasure chest. I can't reach it. Later on, I'll get a double jump. Then I can come back and get that chest in that level. That's the kind of vibe that you're getting into with Samurai Jack. And it makes it, obviously, your replayability goes up and makes it fun to do. There are a lot of different ways that this game pays homage to the original cartoon series. I'll talk about some of those right now. Obviously, your characters, you've got all your classics. You've got the Scotsman. You've got his daughters. You've got Da Samurai. All the great Samurai Jack characters that you know and love. Of course, you have Aku, who is the big bad, and who you get a great boss fight with at the end of the game. And in classic fashion, you'll see what I mean, but it's very stylized. One thing I do love as well, I love that they do a bunch of super tight zoom-ins on Jack. If you're watching Samurai Jack the cartoon, you know they go tight in on Zack, or tight in on Jack every 40 seconds, it feels like. And the video game keeps those vibes, and it's awesome. So they find ways through the animation and through the camera work to make you feel like you're in the cartoon. And it works really well. It worked really well for me anyway. I mentioned the lack of a mini map. The HUD is really, really pretty much not there through your entire playthrough. To help with the immersion of the fact that they want to pull you into this animated world, which works as well. Another thing I loved that reminded me of the classic show, as Jack takes damage, his samurai gi will become tattered and torn, the arms will get ripped off, he'll be rocking his guns. And then eventually you get this classic, if you're familiar with the cartoon, you get this classic, like, really beat up Samurai Jack look, basically telling you you need to heal. It's a good way to keep you from constantly glancing at the health bar. So through the animation, the game teaches you what you need to do. Hey, you need to heal. He looks really messed up right now. Hey, you need to go this direction, because the camera is telling you to go that direction. So immersion is a big part of this development, getting you to feel like you're in that world. Again, it worked really well for me. There are going to be moments in the game where the levels pivot into a side-scrolling section. We see this a lot with action games now, with 3D games. It'll pivot to a side-scrolling part. Those sections really worked for me. I didn't think they overdid it. Sometimes a side scroller, you can just do it too much in an open world game and it starts to kind of annoy the player. I felt like it was a great flavor to the action rather than being a huge chunk of the action itself. So that's great. I will tell you, man, the difficulty curve in this game is real. It is very real. Like I said, you're not going to do the skill tree in one playthrough. So the intention here is for you to start playing, build up skills, bump up that difficulty, and then go again. I think that the developer has done a great job. Apologies, I haven't said the developer's name yet. It's Soleil. I know I'm mispronouncing it, but I feel pretty confident that I'm somewhere in the ballpark. And then the game is apologies to the developer for however that pronunciation goes. This is a game that I think has been developed with the understanding that this fan base is grown up now. I'm not saying a kid can't play this game, but you can tell through the combat mechanics and some of the trickier parts of the game, it's definitely appropriate for the people who are now adults that used to be, you know, Samurai Jack fans when they were maybe a little younger. So that is pretty much about it. I don't have a ton of negatives to say about this game. I do wish, I wish it maybe came out a few years earlier. I think it maybe would have been able to ride a bigger wave, but the fact that it's here, the fan base is still really loyal. I'll know they'll get on top of this. The one question that I have, and I think it's the biggest question for this game, is what do gamers do if they are not day one Samurai Jack fans? If they're unfamiliar with Samurai Jack, what do they do? Is it worth playing? Is it worth having a good time with? Is it worth the price tag if you don't really know much about Samurai Jack? To that, I would say, if you love exciting, arcade-driven hack and slash games with a lot of loot, a lot of resources to collect and upgrade, then you're going to love Samurai Jack. I don't think this game is only for the established fans. I think and I hope that this video game also does a good job of creating new Samurai Jack fans. Story-wise, I do recommend one or two Samurai Jack episodes before you play the game. The game ties into a lot of the events of the final season, and it's just going to help you to kind of understand what's going on. So maybe read a Wikipedia or watch a couple of Samurai Jacks before you play the game. You'll be a lot more grounded in the world. That's it. That is my Samurai Jack review. You can find a written version of this review on our blog that accompanies our podcast. That's at splashdamagebros.com. We will see you again on the 25th of this month, so in just a few days, where I'm going to have the full squad. We're all going to be together, and we'll be talking about A Plague Tale: Innocence, and then announcing what our episode for September will be. Anyway, hope you come back and join us in a few days. If you enjoyed this review, feel free to find us on Twitter and give us a shout. Thanks so much. See you soon. Bye.